with SEMA just around the corner. I hear we got some new freshies and some new samples coming in.
Yep.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, got some new wheels coming in. They're starting to arrive next week, so it'll be interesting. I don't know.
What colors did you deal with? I know it's that's probably one of the hardest things to pick out, and everybody's always like, oh, just make it easy, just pick one color. But like, when that one color has about 20 different variants, like how many different bronze, how many different silvers, how many different grays?
Well, but I think it's even more than that. I think the hard part is, like, you know, you don't want to do the same finish over and over and over and over again, right?
100%.
So like, you know, you start to change things, and then like we get tired with finishes, so we're looking for a different combination. And then, you know, you go back to your sales and people say like black, bronze, gray. And you're like, well, so why are we doing finishes if every single time we do it, people buy black, bronze, gray, right? But anyhow, I ordered four samples of the same wheel. They'll be here next week, and I ordered four different colors. So we'll look at them. We're going to have to look at them and see what we want, man. I don't know. I think choosing a finish, maybe it's way harder than actually designing a wheel.
I think so as well, because you got to understand each finish can make or break the wheel.
Yeah, 100%.
We've seen samples come in and we're just like, oh, not right away. Like,
well, and that's the hardest part. Like, you go to a show like SEMA, right? And the first thing that happens is most of the time you've been working on wheels, and I don't know why this is. Like, we've started working on a lot of these wheels back in like February and March, and like, it just seems like no matter what you do, they always come down right to the last minute, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go through these designs, you ultimately design a wheel that you like, at least at the time. And
and then you see it again, let's change this.
Right, because I've watched that shift on me too. So, you go through this whole process, you do whatever you have to do, and then next thing you know, you got to choose a finish, right? And I can't tell you how many times we've gotten to SEMA and ordered, you know, what we thought were going to be the finishes, and then we ordered a few more. And then, like, on the show floor, we're sitting there standing over these wheels because you're so close to development time. Like, now you have to decide, like, how are you going to get them here? And you end up air freighting them. And so you see them kind of in the last minute sense. So they go to the show, you open up all the boxes, you put them on the floor, and now we're sitting there arguing for hours while we're staring at these wheels.
Because we all have different opinions.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, look, there's a lot of wheels that I wish could have been different colors, right?
Okay.
So Renform is one of those wheels that sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
I wish the Renform came in like the matte silver that the Freeforms came in. That's just me, though. You know
okay.
me. I like my silver wheels. I like my machined. Yeah. You know, that's always been my go-to, something a little flashy.
I can see that. But I remember at the time us saying, it's got to be black.
We did it in a
gloss black. And when I looked at the wheel, I was like, I've never seen anything so boring.
Yeah.
It drowned out every detail on that wheel. So gloss black went out the window. We looked at a bunch of different other, we had two or three other finishes. And we looked at them, and ultimately we ended up going with matte gray because it was the one that gave us a darker wheel, but also was able to show all the details of the wheel. And I thought that was like, and that matte gray really does a great job of that.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's that perfect balance right between your black and your silver.
Yeah, and then we've done a couple other darker finishes, like the finish that's on the F3S. I think it photographs a little lighter in the picture on the website, but if you look at the picture that we have on the website, like of Chris Borsma's car where he runs those, like in person, like the wheel was nice and dark. Like it was a really nice looking.
You see, but finish. I actually liked the other sample that we got on your F3S.
That's another example of, hey, we bring it in for SEMA and we even like it, and then we end up going, nah, we shouldn't make it.
You know me, I like my machine lips.
Yeah, you're referring to the F3S that we did with the machine mirror machine polished lip.
Yep.
And like that GM or that gray center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good looking wheel. I like the idea, and I liked the idea of doing that full polished lip, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem that I think came into the point, and not that we could never do it.
Of course,
we could do it, whatever we want. I think the issue that comes in when we start looking at, you know, what finishes we're going to pick is that we're not just picking for what we think looks the best. We're picking for what cars is it going on and what do those people tend to buy, right? So, you know, we're trying to always do not what people say to do, but what they actually do, right? That happens all the time with finishes.
Yeah.
We do like this thing where like, we'll do, you know, everyone's like, oh, do it in the blue, do it in this, do it in that. And then we do it. And then like, you know, black still sells 10 to one. So, you know, don't buy black and maybe, you know, you'll be in a better spot.
And I still to this day don't know how that is, but I get it. Everybody's different, you know?
You know, there is not too much, as much as it drowns out a wheel and you lose all the details, there is something about how quickly a black wheel can toughen up a car.
Very true.
Right?
Very true.
Like, listen, you buy aftermarket wheels, a lot of times you want them to show that these are not factory. You don't want it to be a factory wheel looking wheel.
I never thought of it like that. I actually spent never your thought money, of it like that.
But you're going to get a wheel that's what people are going to think is stock? No, you want it to... Hey, listen, I mean, I think there's different ways to do it, not just finish. I think you also have the ability to do it through fitment, right?
Yeah.
Right? When you see your silver boys for the HHWC...
Can you tell everybody what that stands for?
So the HHWC is an internal club that we call it the heavy hunky wheel club. So the heavy hunky wheel club is basically CEO. A lot of doubts people.
Yeah, yeah. I'm CEO doubts of that.
He's not only the client, he's also a president.
President, CEO, founder
of the HHWC, the heavy hunky wheel club. And so doubt is, you know, when we sit around and debate about wheel weights and is a wheel too heavy to make and, you know, does that fit our brand? Doubt is the one that always has the side of, nah, he's like,
come out, swing it.
Weight doesn't matter. Just give me a hot boy finish.
Hot boy fitment. That's all I want. I want it to be as aggressive as possible. Right. I want it to not fit. Right. And then I have to make it fit.
Right.
That's just me, though. It's not I don't
right.
condone it or recommend
right.
doing
if,
it.
Right. If Doubt was the guy that played golf, he would never go for the safety. He would always tin cup it.
Tin and cup try all
to,
day.
Yeah, and just try to keep going over the water and missing every time.
Why has it got to be missing every
well,
time?
Well, because what your goal in life is, intellectually, this is what your goal is. Your goal here is to tin cup it, go over the water.
Okay.
But just put it on the green without it rolling back in.
Okay. All right. At least I'm on the green.
Like you want it to work, but not really.
Listen, I like making practical things impractical.
I like it.
It's my way.
It's a life lesson.
Listen, you've seen the crazy fitments I've come in on the GTI, and you guys always look at me like I got 12 heads when
Well, I mean, you know.
It's what it is. Pistachio. You know? Pistachio.
So
gloss, you know, light pistachio. Oh wait, now I just told everybody the color.
That's right. So now you can go out there and you can
everybody
look like
can
Doubt
go
too.
Out there and look just like me. I don't recommend it, but
no, I don't. I would highly not recommend it. But the good news is to really be like Doubt. If you guys wanted to like try to create a real situation, you'd have to leak antifreeze and coolant on a daily basis.
Four radiators, baby.
Yeah. That's the only way to roll.
Don't jinx me. It's been actually very good recently, and I don't want it to.
Tonight?
That's all I need. And I'm going to call you. I don't care if it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Be like, Scott, guess what happened?
I'm going to be like,
click. Ignore.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, love it.
So, I mean, we got these four finishes coming in. I'm super pumped. This is, you know what the worst part for me when I look at a wheel for the first time? Is that you've seen it in FEA. Sometimes we 3D print them. Like, you know, you feel like you've seen it. But once you get that wheel, there's this weird feeling of like a very finite feeling, right? Mm-hmm. There's no turning back. There is no changes. Like when you have when we print it in 3D, or if we look at a lot of renderings in FEA and we do 3D PDFs and we do all these things, after, you know, while we're designing the wheel, you get a really good idea of what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
but like you don't get the entire idea of what it looks like
until you got and it then, in front of your face.
Yeah, and then you get the wheel in person, and like especially when you see it with finishes applied, now you like have to hope. Like, yeah. It's very much like for me, it's very much like waiting for the doctor call with my blood work results after a physical when I'm opening up that box. Because it could either be really good
or really bad. And you're
like,
bad.
All right, see you in 6 months. Yeah. Or it's like, listen, fat boy.
Do you remember? That actually kind of happened to us, 2 years ago when the Neoforms first came out, and we brought those over in like 4 or 5 different finishes.
Yeah.
And we just like...
We brought it over in the matte bronze. We brought it over in matte black. We had...
The matte gray, of course.
Matte gray. And I feel like there was one more, but I think
there might have been one more. But either way, we all looked at that matte black instantly. It was like, absolutely not.
Right.
It was just, it was one of those. Again, once you see it in person, it changes everything.
So many times we have done an about face. We have a lot of wheels that we've statistically had in... Not the right finishes. Didn't Ampliform in black. I ended up taking the sample set. I was so sure that the Ampliform was going to be a black wheel, a gloss black wheel.
I'm happy that one didn't go into a black wheel.
I was so sure about that that I even ordered sample sets to do photography with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did, and I ordered them in 5120 because I'm like, that's what BMW guys are going to want.
And all of them know.
And then we looked at it and we were like, we can't do that. We pulled it. It was about to pull another Renform. So. We ended up taking that set and putting them on my dad's BMW for a while because it was like we were scrapping them.
Is what it is.
It's incredible how difficult it is to pick finishes.
Yeah, and you want to know something? Before working here, I was always like, it's probably one of the easiest things to do. And then as I started doing it more and more and more with you guys, and then when you just like throw the whole sample set in front of me, I was like, I just wanted a silver, and it's like, there's 20 different silvers, which one do you want? And I'm just like, it's definitely overwhelming, because once you pick that wrong finish, it's just, it could go.
And the worst is that we've all seen the color that makes us go, that's hot,
yeah,
but we don't know what that color is.
Don't know what it is until it's in our face.
Like that's the issue. The issue really is that when you start looking at things like let's say a silver.
Mm-hmm.
You could see a super dope silver on a wheel, somebody else's wheel, and be like, that silver is hot. But you don't know what that is. It's often a custom color. And then when you go to actually try to, you know, say, you're looking at your 12 silvers, and you're like, no, it's that one, you know?
It's that one. And then,
then you pick one, or you pick a color or a combination, and you're like, that's going to look sick. And then you get it,
and it's just
sometimes it doesn't look sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Thursday.
Is one of those samples going to have a machine lip though?
I feel like I shouldn't tell you, and it should be like a cool surprise. What do you think?
I don't know. It's 4 samples, so I'm hoping one of them is going to be a machine.
Well, lip. I think you should hope too.
All right, I'm gonna.
And then on Thursday, I think you'll get to find out. But it's like Christmas.
I know, but I.
Except, like, you know, hoping that Santa Claus didn't F everything up.
Yeah, but I don't believe in Santa, so, like, I'd want to see it now.
But you do believe, in case people's kids are watching, that Santa is...
Oh, yeah, Santa is real. Santa is real.
He's a real dude.
What's going on?
Yeah, he's a real dude. That was part of the HHWC
that's it.
Rally.
Now it's raining. Now it's raining on me.
Yeah, that's interesting. What's
going on?
I don't know. Max is getting jiggy with it. So
I think it's my hand gestures that's changing that.
Really?
I think so.
It's like if I give the thumbs up and the thumbs up works, see, it doesn't work for me. Never in my life do I get the thumbs. All right, this is stupid.
I don't know.
All right, so anyhow.
I hear him talking back there, but I can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting. It, you know, I hope that the wheels showing up will be, at least one of them will be the right color.
I hope
and
so
I hope
too.
That the wheel looks good.
I think one of them is going to be. It just comes down to having them all there to see which one.
Yeah, I'm super. And this is the wheel that should be. This should be the lighter of the flow, the lightest, one of the lightest flow form wheels we put together in a while.
I'm done. I wanted the heaviest.
I understand. Part of the HHWC.
No, that's I saw the design. I think it's going to look really good, and I'm kind of curious to see what finishes you picked for it.
Yeah, I'm also, you know, the details, the finishes, you know, to see kind of which ones end up working. Yeah, I'm like super pumped for Thursday because it's like I'm looking forward to hoping that I didn't screw up.
I don't think you screwed up.
Well, it just happens so easily. Listen,
I know, but with 4 finishes, we got 4 choices.
Right, I just hope the wheel doesn't suck either.
No, I think we'll be okay.
I know, I like your style.
Think we'll be okay.
Anyhow, if you had to pick people at home, if you had to pick wheel finishes, what are your go-to finishes? And do me a favor, You could say black, bronze, and gray because we all know that that's
those your go-to. Are going to be the go-to.
But if you do one of those colors, put a little comma afterward, and then list another color that you would like to see that's not one of those three colors. Because I think that that's a big measure. It might be you got to have some variety in your life. You know what I mean? I
hope somebody says white.
Yeah, but like the white thing's kind of going around, so like I guess it's, I could see it.
It's a hit or miss, but like I did the white hexaforms on my car, and I liked it for a while. Don't get me wrong, they were always filthy because I'm just lazy when it comes out of cleaning. I
like white wheels for like a day.
Yeah, or right after you clean it.
No, but I mean, like I usually like it's something when I've put white wheels on my car before just to see.
Mm-hmm.
I like them for a day. Okay. You know what I mean? I roll around with them. I'm like, all right, yeah, it looks dope, right? And take some pictures, and like, then, that's enough.
Brake dust.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
No, it's not about the. It's not even about the dirt. I mean, the dirt's annoying, but like, it's just about.
It was about the dirt.
You get done with it, and you're like, all right. Let me go back to a real wheel now. But that's my own opinion. So, all right, you know, throw it down below. You have any other questions about how we try not to screw up wheels for SEMA? And thereafter, you could also throw that information down below. Yeah, maybe we'll come back to you with another story time. You never know.
Never know. Story times with Diggity and Scott.
Oh, man. Part of the HHWC.
That's it. Anyhow, you're in it.
We'll catch you next Wednesday. Take care.
Later.